You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We've almost made it to the end of the week. I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G. Thank you for making me a part of your day. Welcome into the Locked On Thunder podcast. I apologize for us getting this out a little late to you this afternoon, especially if you like to listen in the morning, and I know you might schedule your day around the Locked On Thunder podcast, and I want to say thank you for that. But just to let you know what's going on here in the great state of Oklahoma, just in case you're listening in Australia like Adam Joseph, or New Zealand, or Nevada like Wendell Wallace does, we've got a teacher strike going on here because our teachers get the screws put to them by our politicians out here. They are grossly underpaid. The schools are wildly underfunded. So our teachers have had to walk out in order to get the funding and the money they so richly deserved. As a result, it affects the Locked On Thunder podcast because I've got to play chauffeur and get my kids to the places that they need to go, mainly my older son who still has football workout and still has band practice. I got to do all that while getting to shoot around for you and getting this podcast done for you. So just know that I am very grateful for any time you take to listen to this podcast, but I did want to at least kind of plug you into why things may seem a little bit erratic here over the next couple of days and maybe even the next couple of weeks, because we don't know how long this is going to last. So with that said, what's coming up on today's Locked On Thunder podcast, we're going to delve into something that I skipped over yesterday, and that's whether or not it benefits the Thunder to slip below the sixth seed in the Western Conference and just play Golden State in the first round as the seventh seed. Plus, we'll find out from Jeremy Grant if he's watching other teams, and Billy Donovan will tell us how much of a luxury it is to have a guy like Raymond Felton play point guard for you going into the playoffs, as opposed to a guy like Samaj Christian, who was playing last year, Samaj Christian. In segment number two, we'll follow up on something we discussed big time yesterday, and that is Paul George's shooting woes. We'll hear again from Paul George, and Billy Donovan will tell us what he's seen on film and what Paul George is doing to correct his shot right now, which doesn't feel right. And then finally, we'll wrap things up with Patrick Patterson giving us some insight to what his playing days were like as a member of the Houston Rockets, the Oklahoma City Thunder's opponent, this Saturday. My name is Eric G. I used to do radio in Oklahoma City. For 4 years, I did Thunder post games. I hosted a handful of Thunder pregames. I've covered this team for 5 years. And as I said at the beginning, I go to shoot around. I go to practice. Today was practice, actually, not shoot around. And I do everything I possibly can to try and convey the message from the front office, the coaches, and the players, and get it to you, the fans, because you want that information. I love to inject my own opinions and make this thing as entertaining as possible. And I also work for Thunder Digest. Thank you very much to Chuck Cheney for employing me. And thank you for letting me do the G League podcast, which you can find at iTunes. So with that said, we'll jump into it after I tell you about this. If you are a business owner and your target demographic is men between the ages of 18 and 44, look no further than this place to advertise, the Locked On Thunder podcast and the Locked On Podcasting Network, for not only the National Basketball Association, but NFL, NFL draft coverage, fantasy coverage for both the NBA and NFL, and we've even started coverage for Major League Baseball. It's local podcast, daily local podcast of every team in all three of those leagues. Email David Locke, D-L-O-C-K-E @gmail.com. Find out about our reasonable rates and become a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Yesterday here on Locked On Thunder, we played out a lot of what-if scenarios in case the Oklahoma City Thunder don't make it to the playoffs, which is still a realistic possibility. As hard as that is to believe, with Carmelo Anthony, Paul George, and Russell Westbrook on this team, there's still the opportunity for the Thunder to gag things away and be out of the postseason altogether. There's also the opportunity that the Thunder could lose their next three games and still end up in the postseason. And that's sort of where I am. I have a hard time thinking that Oklahoma City won't make the playoffs, but in case you missed those scenarios, you can go back and listen to yesterday's podcast. As for now, the Thunder are in the sixth seed, and it is being suggested that maybe they should fall back, be the seventh seed, and play Golden State in the first round since they don't have Steph Curry, and avoid the Portland Trailblazers altogether. And that is not the most insane idea that has ever been thrown out concerning the Thunder and how they're going to perform this postseason. I, like many Thunder fans, am much more confident in Oklahoma City's ability to push Golden State to the limits, even with a healthy Steph Curry. I believe Oklahoma City can push Golden State easier than they can push the Trailblazers because the Trailblazers just have it all over the Thunder mentally. The problem with this is that if the Thunder decide to go into the tank, I hate, just absolutely hate the idea of being in the postseason, playing to lose, and then having to get it going once again when the playoffs have come around. Because I think once players are mentally out of it, it's very hard to get back in. And for as inconsistent as the Thunder have been, they at least go into every game playing hard, and they at least go into the mentality of, hey, we got to win tonight. And I don't think it's hurting the Thunder at all to be in these must-win scenarios like they are here over the next three games. That only gets you more playoff ready. Now the Thunder just have to learn how to close, and that's just coming down to making your free throws, rebounding at opportune times, and making steals the way that the Thunder have done all season long. You do that, you're going to be golden because there's just too much talent here for this team not to compete. Despite whatever our trepidations are, they still can go out and make some big time hay once the NBA playoffs roll around. All that being said, I will tell you there is a time to lose. The only time I like teams losing is the fact that, or is in a situation where you are guaranteed a top five pick. If you're guaranteed a top five pick or pretty sure you're going to get one, then I say tank away. But the Thunder aren't in that situation. And I was told today that even if they were to end up in the lottery, because I guess the draft pick they don't have is lottery protected, about the best they can do is about 14th. And I, as a fan, am not too excited about that. So I know you're watching the game last night, or you were watching San Antonio and the Lakers, and the Spurs have now lost too, and you're watching NBA TV, and we're keeping close tabs on all this, but what about the guys on the team? This is Jeremy Grant from earlier today at Thunder practice.
Not really, no. It's always cool going back to Houston just because that is where I started, that is where I began my career, so no weird feelings. It's just it always just feels good in general.
I know I've asked you before about going from the post back to college to shooting threes, but what was your reaction when the Rockets really wanted you to become more of a three-point guy? What was your reaction to that three
initially? Just okay. Obviously, that was the way, the direction that the NBA was heading towards at that time. A lot of shooting fours, a lot of small fours, spacing the court out. And then Kevin McHale pretty much just told me that he wanted me to work on nothing but threes in the summertime. We had James Harden, Jeremy Lin, so a lot of floor spacing going on. And in order for me to be out there, they wanted to basically run a four on one end, so I just took advantage of that.
One big advantage Oklahoma City has going into this year's playoffs that they didn't have last year is a veteran point guard in Raymond Felton. And I have made no secret how much I absolutely love this guy being on the team and how much I want Sam Presti to re-sign him and keep Raymond Felton here till he no longer wants to play basketball. Billy Donovan was asked today, how much of an advantage is it to not only have Raymond Felton for the playoffs, but if the Thunder have to sit Russ because they've locked up a playoff spot, what does that do for the team as well?
Yeah, I don't look at we got three games left. We got to earn our way in. I don't have to think about that. We're playing Houston right now, and that's my total focus. I'm not worried about anything past Houston and, what Miami after that, and then Memphis. I mean, if we're fortunate enough to be in that position, then, we can talk about that. But I'm not really – my focus right now is trying to play and get ready to play on Saturday.
How has that affected the team this season, just having Raymond to fill in that role? And not to throw some argument with us or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no. Listen, Raymond is a really, really veteran, experienced guy. I think the one thing – it was hard for Samaj, and it wasn't because of Samaj. I think being a rookie, his first time up there, having to take over a second unit, there was a lot, and I think it made him a better player. You know, Raymond's been in the league for so long. I mean, he can take four guys and he can get them organized and get them where they need to go, and he can speak to them and he can kind of encourage them. He can give them, you know, positive feedback. He can motivate them, lift them up. He's in tune to what's going on in the game. He's in tune to matchups. So he helps that group in a lot of different ways. And he didn't shoot the ball particularly well against Golden State, but he certainly has led, I think, a lot of charges for us in that second and third quarter. We've been behind and we've kind of regained some momentum. So, you know, to your point, now, you know, going forward, I mean, he's really, really important to our team because of his leadership ability.
Oh, real quick, I did forget to mention this at the beginning of the show. If you're wondering why the podcast is named what it is because throughout the day, all the audio cuts you hear, especially from Billy Donovan, are going to have Bobby Brown music in the background, because that's what the Thunder were jamming today, and I'm in the mood. Like, once I'm done, I'm going to have Alexa play the Don't Be Cruel album just so I can get it out of my head. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. You're part of the Locked On Network. It's your team daily. Coming up in segment number two, we go back to Paul George's shooting woes, and what has Billy Donovan seen on film? He'll tell you next. If you're looking for men between the ages of 18 and 44 to come into your business and spend money or order things online, then the Locked On Podcast Network is right up your alley. Email David Locke, D-L-O-C-K-E, at gmail.com. He'll tell you all about our reasonable rates and get you a part of one of the most exciting networks that's going on today in podcasting. Daily podcasts for all of the NBA teams, all of the Major League Baseball teams, and all of the NFL teams, including some great specialty podcasts, Locked On NBA and Locked On Fantasy as well. David Locke, the L-O-C-K-E, is the owner of the Locked On Podcast Network, but that's David Locke, the L-O-C-K-E, at gmail.com. Become a part of the Locked On Podcast Network and watch your business grow. Yesterday on the Locked On Thunder podcast, and I highly encourage, if you missed yesterday's podcast, you can go back and hear it at lockedonthunder.com. We talked about Paul George saying that his shot didn't feel right. And in case you missed it, as much as I would like you to hear yesterday's podcast, I won't deprive you from listening to what Paul George had to say after the loss to Golden State.
It's got to figure out something mechanical in my shot. That's you know, I've had, you know, struggles throughout the season in my career of shooting it, but it's all just been, you know, not making shots that night. I don't know what it is. It feels funny. Shooting ball feels funny. So I'm gonna work with our trainers and trying to figure that out. But it's. I don't feel myself shooting the ball right now.
You worked with a shooting coach in the past. Do you consult with him or anything? Do you call anybody
outside? No, it's not none of that. It's not none of that. It's just my shooting. Period. I don't know if it's what's stiff, what's tight. Something's going on in my shooting right now.
So this is the first time we had the opportunity to talk to Billy Donovan ever since PG made those statements. Here's what Billy Donovan says he's seeing on film from Paul George.
I haven't really seen anything where I said, wow, his shot looks different to me. You know, for him, I mean, he knows his shot better than anybody else. You know, I feel like elite scorers, you know, it's probably like Tiger Woods. I mean, no one knows his golf swing better than him. And Paul George, nobody knows his shot better than him. No one knows the experiences he's gone through, or maybe he's gone through some ups and downs during the course of the season where he hasn't shot the ball well. He'll work his way out of it. I think the way I've tried to encourage him working at it is get back into the gym and get back into that rhythm where you're really cutting and moving at almost game speed to try to put yourself in those situations to, if it's mechanics or it's rhythm or whatever it is, you kind of expose it in practice and you can kind of keep working on it.
And with that, you also know a guy like Paul George wants to compete, wants to be good. And while he may only be here in Oklahoma City 1 year, it's got to be killing him that this team is nowhere near the potential that it could be. That has to eat at Paul George every single day. So what does Paul George do about it? More Billy Donovan. with a little help from Bobby Brown.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all that. I think it's all that. You know, for Paul, Paul's been through that before, like he said. I mean, he's been through it. He's got to work himself through it. I got great confidence in him. I mean, he was in here working his tail off today, you know, before and after practice, and he was getting the work in. And that's how you get out of it. You know, there's no other way of getting around it, you know, other than putting the work in. And you got to put the work in to get better. And, you know, he's a complete professional. He's a team guy. And, you know, he's doing it. And as he continues to do that, it will start to shift for him, you know. And he's had some shots that went in and out. He's missed a couple shots around the basket. Maybe could have gotten him a little bit of a better rhythm. But, I mean, he's got to work through it. I mean, that's all he's got. It's the only way I would know how to do it. You know, I think for him and going through some of these situations, the best thing he can do is just put the time in and effort into it.
That doesn't surprise me at all that Paul George works as hard as he does, or really anybody on this team works as hard as they do. But I will say this, and this goes for any profession at all, whether you're a salesperson, whether you're a mechanic, whether you're doing podcasting or radio or whatever, when you get into a rut, you can't seem to get your way out of whatever you're having problems with. I can think of one time when I have to do news updates, or when I had to do news updates, as you could hear right there, I used to stutter all the time. I used to write these things out and I would still stutter through it. No matter how calm and collected I was always worried about tripping over my words. It happened one day, and then like the next 30 days after that, boom, none of them were perfect. And I finally got to the point where I had to say, that's as good as it's going to be. And I couldn't be perfect because it was just in my head and it was driving me nuts. I think the same thing goes for athletes. The more you think about things, the more you start to press. And that's where I'm worried about Paul George. He says that he's not pressing. He says that the team is not pressing. But with the playoff race being so tight and there being so much pressure, and this may be the only team or the only year that we see this configuration of the Thunder be together, I can see it. I can see everybody being a little bit stressed out and working a little bit too hard to correct the things that need to get corrected before the playoffs. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcasting Network, your team daily. I am Eric G., your host. In segment number three, Patrick Patterson gives us some insight to what it was like during his playing days down in H-Town. Business owners, entrepreneurs, web-based business owners, brick-and-mortar business owners with really cool websites, advertise with us here at the Locked On Podcast Network. All you have to do is email David Locke, that's DLOCKE09@gmail.com, or I say 09, it's 09, that's DLOCKE09, the number 09@gmail.com. I'm updating the email address just in case you haven't noticed. David Locke would like to tell you all about our reasonable rates, and that's DLOCKE09@gmail.com, and how you can be a part of this great network. It's local podcast every day. I'm always excited to be a part of it. David Locke, DLOCKE09@gmail.com. If I haven't said that email address enough, I'll keep repeating it. DLOCKE09@gmail.com. And find out how you can become a part of a great network that targets men between the ages of 18 and 44. 98% of the people that listen to this podcast are men. 80% of those are between the ages of 18 and 44. So jump on board today and help your business grow. We'll wrap things up now here on the Locked On Thunder podcast, talking about the Houston Rockets. And I guess we'll delve a little bit more into that on tomorrow's podcast. I know that's the Thunder's next opponent. It's a big game Saturday night. But in the weekend podcast, I like to keep things a little evergreen. So let's give you a taste of what's going on. Patrick Patterson, that is the place he was drafted. That's where he grew up in the NBA. I think Oklahoma City's his third team, played in Toronto before that. But he did come through the Houston Rockets system. Here is Patrick Patterson from Shoot Around today on what it was like coming up through the Rockets and how much his game had to change while he was playing for a guy like Kevin McHale.
It's always cool going back to Houston just because that is where I started. That is where I began my career. So no weird feelings. It's just it always just feels good in general.
I know I've asked you before about like going from the post back in college to shooting threes, but what was your reaction? Would like the Rockets really wanted you to become more of a three-point guy? What was your reaction to that trade?
Just okay. Obviously, that was the way, the direction that the NBA was headed towards at that time. A lot of shooting fours, a lot of small fours, spacing the court out. And then Kevin McHale pretty much just told me that he wanted me to work on nothing but threes in the summertime. We had James Harden, Jeremy Lin, so a lot of floor spacing going on. And in order for me to be out there, they wanted to basically run a four on one end. So I just took advantage of that.
I always thought the Rockets and the Thunder were going to be a bigger rivalry than what it turned out to be. Not just because of Patrick Beverley, but because they met in the playoffs. I didn't know how much James Harden would play into it because he was traded from Oklahoma City. He didn't leave like Kevin Durant. But I also think, and James Harden has said this quite a bit, he didn't really want to leave Oklahoma City. And getting an opportunity to play Oklahoma City and show them up or show Sam Presti what he was about, I still would say that motivates James Harden. But maybe as much as you don't like the Rockets, you know, if I was going to go on the dislike factor, the hate factor for Oklahoma City Thunder fans, number one is no doubt unquestionable. It's Golden State, and then everybody else is a distant two. But I would think, what, the Spurs number two, then the Rockets three? Maybe the Heat, when the Heat had LeBron James, because once the Heat beat Oklahoma City in the finals, it was hard for OKC to get over that Miami hump. Memphis, it's really funny. Memphis could have been a really intense rivalry, but I think both organizations respect each other and both fan bases like each other because they kind of share that whole small market, single franchise mentality. So I don't know. I'm saying what? Spurs 2, Rockets 3, Rockets 2, Spurs 3, something like that. Either way, it should be a fun game on Saturday night. Hopefully the Thunder get a win. We'll discuss that more tomorrow. Plus, who picks the music at Oklahoma City Thunder practice? Billy Donovan will tell you that. Hopefully you enjoyed the Bobby Brown today and the Locked On Thunder podcast. Until tomorrow, I am Eric G. saying peace, love, and Thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.